This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As mentioned in our last visit, I raised the question, were Barnabas and Paul ready to launch out on a second missionary journey? According to Acts 15, Paul suggested to Barnabas that they should visit the churches they planted to see how they're doing. Barnabas agreed, but wanted to bring along John Mark, who had deserted the team on the first missionary journey. Paul was convinced taking him along was not a good idea. They had such a strong disagreement over this that they broke up their team and each went their separate ways. Acts describes this as a major blow-up. Barnabas took Mark and went to Cyprus. Paul enlisted Silas to join his team. Spiritual leaders are not immune to intense disagreement. Had they gone to the church leaders in Antioch and asked for their input, they might have come to the same conclusion, Barnabas mentoring Mark and Paul taking Silas to follow up on the churches. But the strong feelings expressed in a heated way, with each going their own way, could have been averted. Had they followed the pattern exemplified in the First Church Council in Jerusalem described in Acts 15, things might have ended more peacefully. It's always good to remember what Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 2:13. Though we at times are unfaithful, God will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself. Also in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. God doesn't give up on you that readily. If you failed and feel disqualified or rejected, take heart. God isn't through with you yet.